Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
Now in 1908, Anna Jarvis, who had no children of her own, conceived of Mother's Day as an occasion for honoring the sacrifices of individual mothers, that sacrifice that they've made for their children. And in 1914, President Woodrow Wilson signed a bill officially establishing the second Sunday in May as Mother's Day. Aren't you glad about it? But long before they noticed mothers, God acknowledged moms. He always has. Because he created you as his guardians of humanity. Do you know there are over 8 billion people in the world who exist today because of one thing they had in common? They all had a mother. How many of you don't have a mother or did not have a mother? See what I mean? We all have moms and mothers. So it's safe to say that mothers and grandmothers and great-grandmothers and spiritual moms, you are the unspoken heroes of a million victories in the battle of life. You know, your contribution cannot be overstated. Patience to honor you today for your strength, for your wisdom, your guidance, and your patience to keep on fulfilling your God-assigned mission. As I stated, you are his special partners in shaping a child's life and destiny. And God has a plan for every life, so he matches the right mother with every child. As his partners, God gives mothers the power of influence to establish a godly legacy. So never forget. And of course, when I say mothers, I'm talking about those grandmothers and great-grandmothers and spiritual moms. This is important for you not to forget. Always remember that what you impart into a child's life will remain and be remembered. In fact, you will be remembered for far beyond your time in this world. You're leaving a deposit that will go on. And ladies, you were meant to be mentors. From our birth, our moms have influenced us as mentors and as role models. They have been our trusted advisors, and they have promoted confidence in our lives and strength and how to persevere. I want you to listen to some of the things that some famous people said about their mothers. My mother was the most beautiful woman I ever saw. All I owe to my mother. I attribute all my success in life, my moral success, intellectual success, and physical education. I received it all from her. And that person was George Washington. Someone else said, I remember my mother's prayers and they have always followed me. They have clung to me all my life. All that I am or ever hope to be, I owe to my angel mother, who was Abraham Lincoln. Here's one more. My mother was the making of me. She was so true, so sure of me. I felt I had something to live for, someone that I must never disappoint. That was Thomas Edison. But none of these mothers knew what great men their children would become. But because of who they were, God used their love, their support, and their mentorship to develop the destiny of their children. I'm talking to you today. I'm reminding you today that what you are downloading in the lives of children and young people will never be forgotten. In fact, you were chosen for your child's success by God. In Jeremiah 29 and 11, it says, God knows the plans that he has for them, and they are plans for peace, not for disaster. Plans to give your children a future filled with hope. My mom taught us to love and to serve God and to pray and believe for miracles. That became my worldview at a very young age. Then God called me into the ministry at age 17. He had a plan, and he used my mother to get me there. But what's interesting is, according to surveys, a large portion of American Christians, about 83% in fact, made their initial commitment to Jesus Christ as young children or as early youth. It kind of helps us to understand what Jesus said in Matthew 19 and 14. He said, let the little children come to me. Don't stop them. For the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these. Many of us today, we're on our way to heaven because of our mothers, our grandmothers, our great-grandmothers, our spiritual moms. Let the church say amen. God placed them in our lives to get us to where we need to be. Can we pause and thank God for them right now? I mean, from our heart, we really mean this, ladies. We really mean this. Don't expect us to clap for you tomorrow, but today's your day. You deserve it every day, but today is your day. Oh, I had a godly grandmother as well. And she was prophetically used by the Holy Spirit. In fact, I will never forget. She called me from Florida when I was just a child. And she asked my mother to speak to me. And that was really a big deal, Grandma talking to me. And she said to me, Stephen, I know you're doing fine because you're not heavy on my heart anymore every time I pray for you. And I thought to myself, God talks to her about me? I better make sure I'm being a good boy. But she was interceding for me for my destiny. My grandma, who knew? I never knew that. The Apostle Paul, he recognized and acknowledged that the spiritual influence in Timothy's life really came from his mother and his grandmother. Actually, in 2 Timothy 1 and 3, listen to what he wrote. He said, Timothy, I thank God for you. He is the God I serve with a clear conscience, just as my ancestors did. And night and day, I constantly remember you in my prayers. I long to see you again, for I remember your tears as we parted. And I will be filled with joy when we get together again. Now listen to verse 5. I know that you sincerely trust in the Lord, for you have the faith of your mother Eunice and your grandmother Lois. And this is why I remind you to fan the flames of the spiritual gifts of God that he gave you when I laid my hands upon you. You see, Timothy's mother Eunice and his grandmother Lois transferred their spiritual faith and spiritual love toward God into that young man's life. Little did they know, they were preparing him for a big job that God had for him. Besides traveling with the Apostle Paul, a man who wrote almost two-thirds of the New Testament, he went on to become the bishop of the church in Ephesus. And I want to say something to you, ladies. God is still using you today. Don't you dare underestimate the power of your influence upon the children that God placed in your life. Doesn't matter how old they are. It's important that you not become silent, because your words to them about God may be their bridge to heaven. God has already planned that. God does not have any grandchildren, in case you don't know that, only children. And Jesus Christ is the only way to become a child of God. The Bible says in John 1 and 12, Jesus gave the right to become children of God to everyone who believed in him. In 1 Timothy 2 and 5, there is only one God and one mediator who can reconcile God and humanity, the man Jesus Christ. And we live in a world with cultural, or I should call them the culture police. They're always trying to enforce not offending other religions. However, the Bible says in Jude 22 and 23, God gives us permission. It says, show mercy to those who have doubts, but save others by snatching them from the fire of hell. If people get upset because you say Jesus is the only way, just say, I'm trying to snatch you from the fires of hell. Jude, verse 23. You see, the Bible is very clear about how to be saved from hell. Nobody wants to go to hell. In fact, there was a survey that questioned how many people feel they're going to hell. It was only 1% of the people in the world. Oh my goodness. The Bible is very clear about how to be saved from hell. Listen to what it says in Acts 4 and 12. There is salvation in no one else. God has given no other name under heaven by which we must be saved. You see, the Bible makes it plain. In Hebrews chapter 9 and 15, it says, because Christ offered himself to God, he is able to bring a new promise from God. Through his death, he paid the price to set people free from their sins that they committed. Jesus Christ died for our sins. He sacrificed his own life so that we could accept him as our Savior and make heaven. And there is no other religion where its leader died for the sins of its followers. Check it out. And then rose from the dead. Check it out. And in fact, is seated at the right hand of God in heaven. Only Jesus Christ, the Son of God, did that. You need to tell people only Jesus Christ saves. Unless your God, unless your founder can do all those things of your, only Jesus Christ did that because he loves you. And that's the truth.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
This is Pastor Steve. Thanks so much for listening to the program today. We are living in perilous times, but I want to let you know something. God has protecting angels watching over us. And I just feel like I need to say that. One of my favorite scripture verses is Psalm 91. Let me read for you a few verses. It says, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. For he will give his angels charge over you to keep you in all of your ways. He goes on to say, I will keep you from trouble, and I will deliver you, and I will honor you, and with long life I will satisfy you and show you my salvation. My friends, today, God is watching over us, so we have nothing to fear. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
1 Peter 3 and 18, Christ suffered for our sins once for all time. He himself never sinned, but he died for sinners to bring you safely home to God. He suffered physical death, but he was raised to life by the Holy Spirit. And now Jesus has gone into heaven. He's at God's right hand. He's ruling over angels, authorities, and powers. Can we praise the Lord just for a moment here? We serve a risen Savior. He died, but he rose again for you and for me. And in the Bible, Jesus warns us of his soon return. And those without him will suffer extreme punishment. In Matthew chapter 24 and 37, listen to what Jesus said. He said, when the Son of Man returns, it'll be like it was in Noah's day. People didn't realize what was going to happen until the flood came and swept them all away. Now, folks, according to the Word of God, we are living in the season of the rapture of the church. The rapture of the church is when Jesus Christ will return for his church, those who have accepted him as personal Savior and Lord, and he will meet them in the air and take them back to heaven with him. It's in the Bible. Let me explain the event. Actually, 1 Thessalonians 4 and 16 does that. It says, for the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a commanding shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God. First, the Christians who have died will rise from their graves. Then, together with them, we who are still alive and remain on earth will be caught up in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Then we will be with the Lord forever in heaven. But the Bible says not everyone will be raptured, because many will be left behind. Those who have rejected Jesus Christ as Savior and those who have disobeyed the Word of God. Matthew 24 and 40 goes on by saying, two men will be working together in the field. One will be taken and the other left. Two women will be grinding flour at the mill. One will be taken and the other one left. So watch therefore, for you do not know the hour in which your Lord is coming. And the Bible warns us further, because those who are left behind will experience the worst time in human history. Matthew 24 and 21, Jesus said, for there will be great anguish and tribulation, greater than any other time since the world began, and it will never be that great again. So I want to challenge you ladies, whom God has given so much influence in the lives of children and young people, and yes, even adults, to witness, to keep praying, but today to dedicate your children, your grandchildren, to God. And I'm going to repeat, regardless of their spiritual condition, God will answer your prayer. You have influence with God. You are God's partners in this. You have power with God. From the very beginning, the Lord showed us his involvement with mothers. In one case, he assisted and spoke to a mother. Actually, he spoke to Rebecca, instructing her to make sure that her younger son, Jacob, not Esau, obtained the birthright. God does not stop talking to you. God does not stop listening to you. The Bible tells us that God sent an angel to the Virgin Mary about Jesus' birth. God is still talking. God is still assisting you and the lives of these young people, these children, these individuals that God has given you charge in influencing their lives. I don't want you to become confused also. Because even as you're telling your young people, you're telling your children that you need Jesus as Savior, don't get tired of doing that or think it's okay just because they're blessed. Because the truth is, they're blessed for your sake. Listen to what the scripture says. The scripture says in Psalm 112, verse 1, blessed are those who fear the Lord and delight in obeying his commandments. Listen, their children will be successful everywhere, for the entire generation of the godly shall be blessed. Your children are blessed for your sake. It's important for you to understand that God is watching over them because of you. But you need to understand they still have to accept Jesus Christ as personal Savior and Lord. He does not have grandchildren. Don't think, oh, look how God is blessing them. If they've never received Jesus as Savior, they must receive him. Come on, I think we need to repeat this. Say, my children, my grandchildren, my spiritual children are blessed for my sake. The Bible says their children will be blessed. However, it does not matter. God has no grandchildren, only children. Regardless of age, I want to challenge you to give your children to God for his divine purpose today so that they will be saved. Hannah prayed for a child, and God heard her. She said, Lord, if you give me a child, I'll give him back to you all the days of his life for your service. And God heard her and God answered her prayer. God will still answer your prayer for your children. Look at the person next to you and will you say to them, please remember, God will always answer your prayers for your children. So don't stop praying. If you believe that, give God a hand of praise because it's the truth. He'll never stop. Don't you stop. In 1 Samuel 1 and 10, it tells a story. It says, Hannah was in deep anguish, crying bitterly as she prayed to the Lord. And so she made this vow, O Lord of heaven's armies, if you will look upon the sorrow of your handmaiden and answer my prayer and give me a son, I'll give him back to you. And he will be yours for his entire lifetime. And the Bible says, in due time, she gave birth to a son. She named him Samuel. She said, because I asked the Lord for him. The Bible says, when Samuel was old enough to eat, she took him to the house of the Lord. She presented him to Eli, the high priest. And she said, I prayed for this child. And the Lord answered my prayer and gave him to me. Now I will keep my word and I will give him back to the Lord. He will belong to the Lord all the days of his life, and he will worship and serve the Lord here. We need to make a deal with God. We need to tell him, Lord, my children are really your children. My prayer is that you will save them so that they can serve you for the rest of their life. I give them to you. They're yours. You say, well, I have adult children. How does that work? They're still your children. They never stop being your children. Do you understand? There's a divine connection between you and your children. Some of you are just so glad when they left the house. You didn't give them a key. You just said it's time for you to start your own life now, your own family, but you're still connected to that child. You can't disconnect what God connected. You can't unconnect it, no matter how hard you try, so don't turn your back on your children. That's an assignment for you for life.
Thank you for being with us today for A Place to Grow. If you were moved by today's message, you can download a copy for free by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org, and click on Audio Messages. Our new website makes listening and downloading faster and more simple than ever. And if you would like to help keep this radio ministry alive, you can make a gift offering right there online. That's aplacetogrow.org. The title of today's program is Mothers, Guardians of Destiny. Be sure and join us Monday for part two. Now let's pray with Pastor Steve.
Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus, your Holy Son. Your word says, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Help us, Lord, to recognize the good things that you're doing in our lives, regardless of the circumstances we face. Help us to always realize that it's not what it looks like. You've made us a promise that all things are working together for our good. We thank you for that. And help us, Lord, always to remember to obey you and to look to you in faith for every need. We bless your people today. Help them. Thank you for the answer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, we hope you were touched by today's message. We are honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.